This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You just heard a laugh. And that laugh comes from somebody we haven't heard from for a while. It's our good friend Mark Jackson, the deep space resident, as opposed to residents, plural.
Well, I was just saying that I was happy to be able to pick up a signal to be able to talk to you guys tonight. It's not always that I can get a shot over to Terra Firma, but I'm happy to join you. It's good.
Terra Firma, you have not been in space, of course.
Gene, it's deep space out here, man. I'm not sure when I'll ever make it back around. Like I said, I'm just happy to be able to pick up a signal.
Well, that sounds good. We're glad to have you join us. We're going to kind of catch up. Something we used to do regularly on the Paracast way back when with our previous co-host, but Randall and I have not had a chance to play catch-up. And so we're going to do it this week. I guess we should start with our guest last week. I know, Mark, you didn't hear the show yet, but we had Lorian Fenton, who's very much involved in UFOs, conspiracy theories, experiencing. She's a jack of all trades. And when they say that, they also say a master of none. And the reason I bring that up is because some people who heard the show in our forums really think she gets some of her facts a little bit scrambled. Randall?
Yeah, we had a comment from Steve Weba on the forum. And I think it's fine when people point out that there's factual errors that are made by our guests. That's okay. But like I was saying in response as well, you know, I'd say that Lorian is a paranormal personality with genuine enthusiasm for the subject matter, and that she made a very good guest, even if she gets her wires crossed once in a while. Like, when a guest comes on, you can't expect them always to be perfect. And the show isn't just about facts and figures. Like, we have a good time just discussing this subject. There are people who are late at night who listen to the show, and they just like to hear people talk and discuss the subject in a friendly way. So there was a lot of really positive stuff that she had to say as well.
I think, of course, people are expecting facts. They're interested in facts. We live in a world, though, where we have alternative facts. So if somebody kind of sort of gets them wrong, I can understand the issues.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, that's one of the reasons we have the forum, is for people to say, hey, you know, well, what about this or that? I mean, we appreciate people listening, for sure, and making comments on the forum. But we also want to try to be friendly about it. You know, we don't want to make people feel that they've wasted their time coming on the show or anything like that. So this is something that somebody sort of taught me one time. It's like, hey, if you're going to complain about something, always be prepared to offer a solution. Always be prepared to say something positive as well, and not to just simply constantly point out people's flaws, you know, say only on a few points in a 2-hour long show, because the show is a lot more than that. It's supposed to be informative, and that's good. But it is more than that, especially when you're dealing with personalities like Lorian, who is out in the ufology culture and is part of that culture herself. So us just bringing her to our audience and having them interact with her is a really good way to go, I think.
Hey, Randall, did you say that this guy you guys had on last week was an experiencer? Did I hear you say that when you began there?
She has had some experiences, and she was talking a bit about them on the show. I wouldn't want to try and repeat them here because I'm not sure that I remember them exactly the way that she would describe them, but she does host a radio show, too. It's called the Fenton Files, and she does the UFOCon 2020. So she's very busy. She's got a lot of things on her plate, and, you know, it's possible to get your wires a little bit crossed when you're talking and you're just trying to make things up on the go in a casual conversation. You know, I think it's perfectly forgivable. At the same time, we do need to be, how shall I say, constructively critical and use our common sense and try to get our facts straight too, because that's what the Paracast has always claimed it's been about, separating the signal from the noise. And she is out there on what I'd call the fringe in some things. Okay, here's an example. We started talking about mind control. When I first was looking at her mind control claims and her talk and stuff, I was like, oh man, like, you know, this could get way out there. But as we started talking about it, she was bringing up actual factual studies that the government was doing. Then we started getting into things like advertising and the psychology behind it. And we know that they hire psychologists to study how people behave, what kind of colors affect them, what sort of sounds affect them. They know that certain colors at a certain time of day is going to trigger a food response, and that's why we get food commercials at a certain time of day. And after a certain amount of time and being exposed to the media the way it is, it drives civilization and society in a direction that the media wants. That really is a form of mind control, I think. I mean, I don't know what you guys think, but it's not as out there as we might first expect someone who's in the field of ufology to be talking about, because these are known ways that people's behavior is being affected by society at large.
Yeah, it's so overt now, in my opinion, Randall, the way that media obviously uses, you know, psychology against us, et cetera. Again, I just think that if you're going to have an adult conversation with anybody today, that has to be just a requisite going into most conversations, right? So what was it, man, that triggered her? Or I'm sorry, not her. What was it that she did that triggered the forum people? Because I haven't been back to the forum in a little bit. But what specifically was it? What was the actual point of conflict? If you don't mind me asking, I mean, there needs to be a resolution to this. So if you could sum it up, obviously I didn't hear the show last week, but I will be going back. Maybe that will help put a bow on it.
We got into the JFK conspiracy, the assassination conspiracy a bit, and mm-hmm. and she was saying that it was the sort of like the Warren brothers, she called them, when I think she meant the Warren Commission. So she just kind of got some of her names, I think, a little bit mixed up or incomplete. As there, and Lyndon B. Johnson was responsible, sort of in her view, that you know, he was behind the whole thing. And
I want to bring this out first, Randall. She did not originate the theory, obviously, that LBJ was responsible, no less right. than a certain convicted felon named Roger Stone had written about that many years ago. It is one of the conspiracy theories, maybe one of the lesser ones, but it is a conspiracy theory.
Well, a lot of people think Roger Stone is Q, Anon, or whatever. You know, that's kind of been a running thing in the background as well, just to throw that in there. You know, if the folks listening, look, there are people who have done exhaustive efforts looking into this, you know, and we could paraphrase a lot of stuff. But, for example, Daniel Litz, who, by the way, man, he's got an agenda, definitely. I mean, he has his perspective. He's got a great show, great following. But he's done a lot of actual hard research into the JFK connection, into Johnson, Bush Sr., et cetera. In fact, I think he's on, like, episode, I don't know, 80 of, like, an 80-part series over a couple of years on this whole expert-tech UFO-file thing. So, anyway, if you guys want to go where there's an endless resource on that subject, Daniel Litz, dark journalist, he's probably a good resource if you want. Yeah, so again, people have exhausted these topics, and just with a little bit of heavy lifting up front, you'll find a ton of information readily available on the subject. So if there was any discrepancies, et cetera, it's just not hard anymore. There's been some objective journalism done on the subject, and just go read for yourself.
To be sure, this is endlessly, endlessly fascinating. We really haven't approached the rabbit hole yet. We're going to take a break, guys, and then we'll rejoin our special Shop Talk Roundtable with Gene Randall and Mark. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're continuing with Mark Jackson, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy. Before we get on with what Mark was telling us about this radio show, my interest in the JFK assassination goes back to the 60s, and a guy named Mark Lane, ever hear of him? He wrote...
Elaborate.
He wrote a book called Rush to Judgment. He was one of the first or early JFK conspiracy theorists. He was a former state legislator in New York, a lawyer, and I don't know if he ever returned to the legislature, but he was giving these lectures out, and I don't even think we paid for it. If we did, it was very cheap. And we saw him with slides and everything. Remember, it's the 60s, showing us why the rifle, this Italian-made rifle that Lee Harvey Oswald purportedly used, could not have made those shots as fast as they did. Segue to the 70s, where they had a special select House committee looking into the assassinations, and they concluded it was probably due to a conspiracy, and that was the end of it.
Yeah, and pick it up from there and go exhaust yourself, right? Because this story just never goes away, and it's an endless amount of speculation. Obviously, it's much like the Jeffrey Epstein thing. It's like a, you know, it's unacknowledged, but it's out in the open, however you want to call that. I mean, the dude didn't kill himself, right? JFK didn't get assassinated by Oswald. It's just like, how do we let these things perpetuate? I mean, it was good. People, they, you know, these narratives persist, and we all know it's basically BS. And for some reason, there's a tolerance built into our society right now, Gene, where we're just willing to live with these kind of open lies, you know?
I take it you accept the conventional wisdom, but bear in mind also the way the country was during the 60s, the early 60s. We believed the government. The government had a vested interest in getting rid of the case, in resolving the case as soon as possible. So maybe they were right. It was a lone gunman. Or maybe they decided, since Oswald's dead anyway, let's just wrap it up and not create a problem.
What, you know, the whole JFK thing is really about
Oswald's
struggle behind the
scenes. You know, that's the whole problem. Well, Oswald's conveniently dead, you know, assassinated too. You know, the whole thing, there's something fishy about the whole thing.
It's another lie we live with, Randall. We just assume that, you know, the guy got shot from another mobster. Yeah, right. I mean, come on, man. It's just,
I don't know.
It's we're to the point now where some of these things are so, again, the word overt, but it's becoming laughable. And I'm worried for the credibility of the U.S. government, not just abroad, but I think internally, too. I mean, come on. Some of this stuff is laughable.
Yeah, but you know what? My favorite, you know, maybe it's laughable, but, you know, I like the whole Bryce Zabel thing. You know, he's been our guest on our show, Dark Skies, right? Where it's all tied into the UFO conspiracy. It may not be true. It might seem laughable to some people. But then we find that just days before his assassination, he'd requested all the UFO information out of NASA and wanted to take it to the people. You know, here we know we've had this huge secret in the government for years. That's basically been proven now that they've been lying to us all along about not being interested in UFOs, because they have been with this whole aerial threat identification program thing coming out. And then plus you've got the stuff that Greenwald has found, right? Like Air Force Instruction 10-206 that he came across, which is a whole reporting system for unidentified flying objects that they've been revising all the way up through the 2000s. And so it's for them to say they're not interested in it, or that it doesn't have anything to do with national security, it's just ridiculous.
What's interesting to me is all of a sudden the story comes out. We have this article in the New York Times. Leslie Kane is one of the authors. By the way, Leslie will rejoin us on the PowerCast in January. Can't wait till that happens. Mm-hmm. We can ask her more about the background. In the meantime, suddenly we learn that, courtesy of former Senator Harry Reid and his good buddy and contributor to his campaigns, Bob Bigelow, got the Pentagon to spend, what, $22 million, which, by the way, if you compare it to the Pentagon's budget, it's like $1.50. And that's kind of on the high side.
But compared to our budget, it's like we could, you know.
I'll take $500,000. Don't need the rest.
Okay, so, Gene, Harry Reid, ATIP, blah, blah. You guys, I don't know how much you guys have unpacked the ATIP thing on this program over the last number of months, et cetera. But, I mean, you know, like, in for when I think about ufology right now, I have, like, my current events category. then you have the historical, and you have ongoing research, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, this Harry Reid stuff, ATIP, I mean, those words are actually just like catchphrases that are almost kind of cycled out of the ufology news cycle if you're, what's the right word, a psycho on social media, for lack of a better term. So whether it's the UFO Twitter community, et cetera, I mean, we're down in the weeds now, thank you to a bunch of really good reporting, as you just mentioned. For example, the folks over at The Drive, Tyler Rogaway and Tim McMillan, et cetera. We can talk about those guys. But it's I don't know. Anyway, I'm just out here mentioning to you guys that the kind of bleeding edge of ufology is way past ATIP and Harry Reid. And we can talk about what, like, the current narratives are that are going on that I think are well past those particular actors, characters, et cetera.
Well, okay, we have to point out.
Yeah, we're going
to
do it. It's like
we have to point out quickly, guys, that this particular story is 50 years old. We could talk about this in the 50s. It could have happened in the 50s. It would be current. But to pretend it's an all-new study of UFOs, finally the military is interested, forgetting that Project Blue Book existed. As you say, this is the past tense.
And what's funny, you know, I don't know if we have to go to break here, but I'll just mention that, like, I've actually took a break from ufology over the last few months because there was such a logjam of BS going on around this ATIP stuff and everybody taking sides. You got the blue chicken cult on one side. You got the dark journalists on the other. We have discrepancies over people trying to trademark and copyright the name Secret Space Program. Then we got the Luis Elizondo deal where the Pentagon says one thing, the Air Force says the other. People got fired, rehired. We try to revalidate everything. And then there's this huge schism in the UFO Twitter verse where it's become combative, you know, as a platform. So, I mean, ufology is like melting right now in
the latest
some
thing,
perspectives.
The latest thing is this whole metamaterials debate.
I want to talk about metamaterials. Good, Randall. I'm ready, man, whenever you want to do that, because that is one of my current event topics that I can't get enough of right now.
But you know what? We can't get enough of this show, and we're going to break. We've got Mark Jackson, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, and we're doing basically a Shop Talk episode. We used to do these all the time, every few months, with our previous co-host, just to kind of catch up and see what was going on. We haven't in quite a long time, and I think it's about time that we did it. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is once again expressing confidence that the House won't vote to impeach him. He said he was just trying to root out corruption in Ukraine when he withheld nearly $400 million in military aid. He spoke about the impeachment investigation on Fox and Friends.
I think it's very hard for them to impeach you when they have absolutely nothing.
But Democrats, who just wrapped up public hearings, say the president was trying to pressure Ukraine to investigate his political rival, Joe Biden, and his son.
They've looked like fools over the last 5 days.
Then later, the president lashed out at U.S. Embassy official in Ukraine, David Holmes. He accused him of lying during his testimony in front of the House Intelligence Committee about the president's July phone call with Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So, Mark, you're looking at a new paradigm, kind of forgetting this old-fashioned stuff. You're hinting at a lot. Tell us more.
Well, actually, let's go back and then we'll go forward. So I was just thinking to myself today with social environments, whether that be at work, for those of you suckers that work with other people, sorry. And then there's, you know, just a social environments with your family, out at maybe getting a cocktail at happy hour, or maybe you're having dinner with some friends, etc. But you can have like a really good UFO, what we call UAP, conversation today. And I've found on a personal level that because I was the fringe guy talking about these things 10 years ago, now that they're getting so much media coverage, or what I would call this current wave, Gene, of media coverage, it's given me like a type of influence that I don't deserve. And I start thinking to myself, you know, I'm a scientist, I was trained in, you know, applied scientist, but then there's a lot of people in the UFOs that are having these same conversation out at bars, and they probably sound so smart. And the truth is, they're probably a bunch of jackasses, you know? And so here we go round and round again. And it's just fascinating where ufology is, because of the explosion that the ATIP, more specifically the video, let's not get confused. ATIP came out because of these videos that came out. Let's see if I can do this in the right order. Okay, the videos came out because somebody inside was disgruntled. We think it was Luizondo. But it's really about the videos and the fact that the Navy validated that they were U.S. government property at some point, whether they were released properly or not. That's all in the conversation.
Right, there's a chain of custody there that is indisputable. Yes. These are definitely military.
Yeah,
it's like not some fake thing. That's for sure.
So that's a big deal, right? That's the big deal. It has nothing to do with all this other stuff, you know. And it's let's go back to the overall ufological observation, and that is, I mean, you can regurgitate so much stuff on the internet today. And as Gina was alluding to before, I think that last break, nothing is new. Right, yeah, Solomon, nothing's new under the sun. Like, what actually is new? And then there are a few things, but we've got excited before, and I'm with Gene on this one. I'm just kind of stepping back for a little bit because people got pretty worked up.
But then again, I mean, we're doing shop talk here, so
yeah,
let's do shop talk. I mean, then aren't we just as guilty as everybody else of regurgitating things, you know? Steve, on the forum, he makes a really good point in one sense. Like our previous guest for Lorian, Martin Willis, he really liked Martin Willis, and he was suggesting that, well, you know, maybe we should have taken a Martin Willis approach with Lorian Fenton, because once you get so far out into the fringe on things, people lose interest. They drop off of – you just lose them. Their eyes glaze over. That's it. Well, you know, so what? On the flip side, though, there are people who find the cultural aspects interesting, find the talk in the bars interesting. It's a part of what makes up the field as a whole is people's interest in the subject. So how do you guys think we should take the show? Should we move it towards more of a structured show where we have specific segments that are all about certain subjects that we've researched out, and we bring people information that we've done our investigative reporting on, like as if we have that budget? Or do we just do this more casual conversation where we find interesting people and we just talk about the subject matter? Like, which way should we go with it?
I think if we're going to consider this, we should vary the pace. That's my perception, vary the pace. Have the traditional guests, have special roundtables, have things devoted to a certain subject, deal more with news events. I think it's more interesting to people if they don't know what to expect and there is no routine. Certainly we've changed the routine this week. We don't have a guest. We have just the three of us talking shop.
Well, we have a lot more than that, Gene. We got some serious current events to go through here. I mean, in ufology, I mean, let's start picking this stuff apart. I mean, we got the effect of what the Navy patents, for example, have done to the physics community. And I'll just, you know, for example, if you go to like Atomic Insights, for example, this is this is the nuclear, you know, all the nuke heads out there, you know, this is like their website. But, you know, they're discussing these patents with these the Navy patents. We haven't even discussed Navy patents. Metamaterials. Randall, you brought up metamaterials. I mean, just the whole idea of Lynn and Moulton Howe and Art Bell's original, metamaterials now making its way, you know, through the ranks back up to the stars, and potentially, you know, with these new up-and-coming quantum metamaterial people like Deep Prasad and, you know, some of these other Twitterverse people.
Exactly. Like, everybody grabs onto these buzzwords, but what do they really mean? Okay, so if we go, let's
dig into it. Let's pick it apart. Pick one.
Okay, well, so you brought up the blueprints I've taken a brief look at that. To me, they just look like concept. I don't see any necessarily, you know, hard engineering going on with them, but, you know, maybe if you looked into it deeper, then, you know, what's your perspective?
Okay, so I would, again, what I do is I go to these, I go to the websites, typically journals or periodicals if I can, of people that I think are, you know, credible. You know, look, there's an article here in Forbes recently, for example. It was something along the lines of, you know, Americans' energy dominance due to these new Navy compact room temperature supercomputer fusion reactors. Okay, I don't know what one of those looks like, but here's the background. For some reason, the Navy felt about four weeks ago now, and I think the guys over at the Black Vault, and then, of course, the guys over at the War Zone part of the drive have really picked this apart. If you want the details, you can just go there. We don't need to spend time here. However, the idea is this leading I don't know what position he held in the Navy. And everybody knows, by the way, the Navy is their own part of the military. They won World War II. Everybody else, like, there's the Navy, and then there's the rest of the U.S. military. So the way that the Navy plays into this whole the fact that these Tic Tacs events, the Nimitz 2004, 2015 events, et cetera, took place while the Navy's best pilots were in the air and they were using the most advanced radar on the planet because the Navy gets the best toys. These are coincidences. I digress. So we got metamaterials, that's coming out. We got the people at the drive. By the way, let's talk about the people at drive for a second in terms of current event. Tim McMillan, Tyler Rogaway, they're doing what Nick Cook did for Janes. I don't know if the listeners are familiar with Janes. Janes is like the premier aeronautics and aerospace journal. And he was the guy that ended up writing the Search for Zero Point or the Hunt for Zero Point book. A big fan of, by the way, and the physics in that book are coming back around, ironically, due to some of this patent stuff. But anyway, so, a lot of the historic people are getting pulled back in because of these patents, because we're looking, is there a foundation historically for these technologies being viable at any level? And I'll stop there because I'm kind of ranting. I'm open to questions on it. I've looked into it myself. But, I mean, here we have... like you said, Randall, it looks like a bunch of drawings, but conceptually, do these things work? Now, if you guys don't know the way the patent works, you have to kind of get a thumbs up from somebody in a position of authority to get a patent pushed through the office. You can't just roll in there and be like, hey, man, here's my whiz bang, and it's going to work. Trust me. No. I mean, in order to get these patents through the office, they had to have some very big hitters, step up for them. And say, no, this needs to go through immediately. We need to fast track this.
Let's fast track these announcements. And we'll learn more about that. We're doing the roundtable, long-awaited roundtable, with Gene, Mark, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You're talking here about you can't have the guys in the garage get a patent. It's got to be Apple, Microsoft, Google. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't know that for sure. I mean, you can get a patent a lot of different ways and it, you know, et cetera. But I think that what was interesting was how these patents were pushed through, who pushed them through. And, you know, I'm not writing a book on this stuff or, and I don't get paid to research it. But again, if you guys go to the war zone over at the Drive, you can Google it or whatever. It's an inexplicable amount of information. Now, what's interesting about these patents is there were four of them total, and I'm going to paraphrase for time's sake here, but let's talk about it. Let's break them down. Okay, there's four of them. One is a compact room temperature fusion reactor. All right, what the hell is that? You got to look it up. But this is a device that we've been dreaming about for a long time, right? This is basically, you know, a power source or a power plant, if scaled to the appropriate level, you know, can be all these cosmic technologies, you know, automatically become realized. So do we really have one of these? You know, I don't know. However, what has this done in the physics world? Well, if you go to phys.org, you guys can understand these patents coming out have really reverberated into actual, you know, to the actual sciences. Here's the thing. You get these, you know, videos, and again, I was talking earlier about how these videos were such a big deal, why the video is a big deal. The video is a big deal for what sensors took the videos for in the first place. Okay, so there's a lot more metadata behind the video that was never available with previous, like, radar systems, right? So the AT-FLIR system collects all of the bearings as, you know, it has all this metadata behind the video itself that just wasn't available before. So when you look at flight path and trajectories, which I know is a big deal with the SCU folks over there that are crunching, you know, some of the aerodynamics of these flight path, you know, paths that were recorded in these videos, these are a big deal in physics because they're doing things that we weren't expected, right? And so if we're going to take these Navy pilots and also the corroborating radar evidence, not only the S-1 spy system that was getting tested on the Princeton, yeah, the SS Princeton 2004. Anyway, so the S-1 radar, and then they got the AT-FLIR forward-looking infrared system, et cetera. So, you know, we're getting all of this metadata, and all of that metadata has to be looked at and crunched by these physicists. And then what these physicists are coming up with right now is, this, you know, this is breaking the laws of physics. because of all the metadata. It doesn't have to do with the video. It has to do with everything else they collected on these particular objects with these particular sensor systems, etc. So now physicists are saying, look, if this is possible, we just haven't figured it out yet. So I'm sensing some reinvigoration in metaphysics. You get the quantum mechanic folks. You know, have you guys ever thought about this? How come quantum mechanics has just like blown up on the scene, or quantum physics has, at right at the same time that all this UFO stuff is going on? Now, I don't hear people talking about that. Like something happened, maybe in Silicon Valley. I don't know, but you know, this we're in terms of computing and the emergence of you know this modern take on UFOs. It's beyond coincidence in my mind, but I digress.
I wanted to bring this up.
Keep going.
This is something that came out in the New York Times, by the way, which some call the failing New York Times, but that's nonsense. This is back on October 23rd. Google claims a quantum breakthrough that could change computing. Now, it's quite preliminary, and Google is very, very notorious for coming up with great inventions that are half-baked, and most of them disappear. Some go into beta mode and then disappear, and very, very few become real products. But this is something where Google has people with the smarts to create something like this, so this may be one road to where you're talking about.
Yeah, so Sean Carroll, famous quantum physicist, famous because he's loud. He has a platform, podcast, etc. But recently, I don't know if hopefully the audience recognizes Roger Penrose. Roger Penrose, of course, did work in the 70s on black holes with Hawking, etc. Anyway, and it's interesting, in this modern era with quantum physics, etc., you know, I would think that quantum physics, you know, for a long time there, you guys, I thought, oh, this is, you know, me being ignorant, but, you know, we're going to integrate AI into this quantum stuff. Which, by the way, in terms of hardware, quantum and quanta and the ability to measure them remotely, et cetera, is pretty darn close. So it's not all or nothing. The quantum stuff is obviously playing a role in much of this. However, it was interesting because Penrose was listening to him talk about Einstein and Schrodinger. You know, I didn't know this. I didn't read Hawking's book, Brief History of Time, I think was the name of it. But in there, Hawking is talking about how Penrose, the famous Schrodinger's cat experiment, was actually about how stupid the quantum theory was and how absurd it was. And, you know, and that was taken straight from Einstein. And a lot of people have put a lot of overstock into quanta and quantum. However, the computing part of it, in other words, in terms of the hardware, could be promising. But in terms of the universe and in terms of what we would call the general state, even the people that thought of it aren't big fans anymore, which is really interesting. Because, why is that interesting? It's interesting because if you look at the Navy patents, all the technologies in the Navy patents have nothing to do with particle science. It has to do with field and waves, right? So quanta and wave collapse is kind of like passé, you know, which is really interesting timing. So if you look at the Navy patents, it's all about torsion fields, and it's all about basically ether science, if you want to just be daring and call it that. But it's about field and electromagnetism. So isn't that interesting? We're in this era of quanta and AI, and then there's this renaissance of basically dielectric electromagnetic field physics. Interesting times.
You know, we really need to tell our listeners some of what you're saying, how it has a practical meaning. We're not all scientists here.
Well, point, Gene, I think essentially that we don't really understand physics, and there's a lot of possibility left to be discovered, very favorable things for us. And we're now creating instruments, particularly sensors, whether that be camera, non-visible spectra, you know, different types of field sensing technologies, but we're actually measuring and we're proving the fact that things are out there doing things that we can't account for. So it's a wonderful thing when you realize that you are at the beginning of the beginning rather than at the end of something, I think. And so that would be the message I would take.
Well, there is some practical applications for all this if we can crack it open. And that's just the thing. The whole idea behind exploring our universe on its smallest scales is to try and figure out what it's made of and how it works, how things come into existence in the first place. It seems a bit esoteric, and it is, but it's not as complex as a lot of people make it out to be. There's a lot of mystery around the whole idea of the quantum world. Well, Mark, as you were just saying, what we're dealing with there is simply quanta. So what we're breaking things down to is its smallest units that appear to be indivisible. And that's one way that we model the way that the universe is made. And then we can make predictions that make things work well. So, for example, if we want a really practical application, we have our GPS units. So what we've learned about the way the world works through those processes allows us to have very significantly greater accuracy in things like our GPS units, our cell phones that also have that feature in it, satellite tracking, and a number of other things, being able to clear out noise from signals and other things. So exactly how it works works at that very small scale. But you're absolutely right that there are conflicting views. There is the model of particles and quanta. Then there's the model of, well, it's more like vibrating strings. And you get into the thing called string theory, and that the existence of things is just a way that these, what they call strings, express themselves in a universe. But the latest thing that's come out is actually called Phoenix theory. And it deals with everything that exists in a sort of geometrical sense, where everything exists on a certain axis within a geometrical structure. And it's able to actually unify all of the different facets of physics into one cohesive theory, which is really amazing, and it's taking over.
We have a thunderstorm here, so if you hear strange noises, that's it. We've got so much more to talk about. Cutting edge science and more. With Gene, Mark, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I am too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.